Hey, so I thought I would try something a little different I don't know if it'll be interesting, but I'm still nervous for whatever reason about making these recordings, so I didn't feel ready to try to talk about my fantasies because when I get going, I have such a hard time thinking of words to say. So, what I thought I would do, because people had asked me about something a little less scripted, was just talk about masturbating while masturbating because that maybe would be easier. So, we'll see. We'll see if see how well I can talk. But yeah, so I'm really gently just kind of brushing my fingers against my labia and clit right now and thinking about talking about masturbating actually got me thinking about how I got started because, I'm a grown ass woman at this point. I know what my body likes. I know how to get myself off, and I'll talk about that. But when I was younger, I really had no idea, and it's not really something people talked about where I'm from, so I was definitely in those late teen years, especially when this really kicked in. I was such a pillow humper. I really was. It was bad, and I don't have lubrication issues at all, kind of the opposite. So one of the first things I figured out was, oh hey, humping pillows can get you off. And then the second thing I figured out was, oh hey, put down a towel. And I have to admit that particular lesson has stuck with me, and I have indeed put down a towel today as well. Just always safer for me to put down a towel. I'm teasing myself a little bit more now, so if you hear me getting more worked up, it's because I'm really sort of teasing the entrance to my pussy while I sort of rub my thumb a little bit against my clit. But yeah, so I was younger and didn't really know much about how to make myself feel good, and it took me a long time to really figure that out, and I still very much have a soft spot for at this point, if I'm humping pillows, I'm doing it with toys, I'm riding something or whatever. But yeah, I think you always have a sort of connection to the ways you figured out to make yourself feel good. And I have a pretty high libido. It's something that actually has been sort of a problem for me in the past. So it's something that I suppress a lot. And it also means that even, usually when I'm in a relationship, I've tended to wind up needing to get myself off a lot. I've got a lot of experience with doing this. And what I'm doing right now with just sort of teasing myself with one finger, sort of teasing at, not quite penetrating deep enough to hit the G spot, really just playing with the opening and thumb rubbing against my clit. That's kind of what I do when I'm having a relaxed night where I just want to make myself feel really good, and then just kind of have a quiet, good, sleepy orgasm and go to sleep. So That's how I'll get started sometime. So, I'm gonna go a little deeper now, but sometimes when I'm a little bit more worked up, I do revert back to a to closer to my younger self, and I have sort of a setup I'll do now with pillows and a towel, and then it depends on my mood. So if I just need some fucking stress relief, which happens a lot, and I just want to fucking come fast and come hard, I have a Hitachi, like a wand vibrator, and that takes me from zero to incoherent and then orgasming and like no time flat. So I'll use that when I just need to come, and it doesn't matter, you know, how. But if I'm feeling really sexually frustrated, like it's not just about my normal level of horny, it's about like I'm feeling that kind of need, you know, like fucking then I'll do a few different things. One that I kind of think I'm feeling today and might start doing here in a minute is just kind of slowly and then quickly fuck myself with a dildo, because I just need that feeling, and it's good and I like it. And then sometimes if I'm, you know, just like really, I just need to feel fucking good and used, I'll use a small dildo and the vibrator at the same time, and that, I mean, I just kind of grind and it just, oh fuck, like real fast. And then if I just want to fucking ruin myself, and I don't know. I don't know if I could ever record audio from this, because it's just, it's, it's a lot, as I'll put, use a small dildo and a plug, and then maybe and a vibrator, and then I'll just make myself come until I pass out for those really fucking rough days. And of course, a lot of the time when I'm doing that, oh fuck, God, I love playing with my G-spot, sorry. Oh, that feels good. But, oh fuck, I don't remember what I was saying. Yeah, that's, yeah, when I go to town like that, it's because I just need to fucking, I mean, it's not even a need to come, it's something a lot more primal than that at that point. I just need to fucking feel used and spent and just fucking ruined. And, you know, sometimes you need that. And usually I'm listening to Gone Wild audio people while I do this stuff, so it's weird to be just talking instead of listening. But fuck, oh god, I'm gonna try another finger and there'll be two in there, and oh yeah. And just kind of grind my palm against my clit while I finger. Oh, just kind of rhythmically press against my G-spot like that. Yeah. Yeah. God. Fuck. That's good. Yeah, I think today's a dildo kind of day. I think I'm gonna need to use that, and I'm pretty wet. I'm pretty wet already, so I don't need lube. I really don't. Oh, fuck. Usually need lube unless. Fuck. Unless I'm doing something anal. Oh, God. And sometimes when I'm doing this, I'll just suck on the dildo first. And yeah, I could pretend it's for lube, but it's not. Like, I'll even sometimes suck on it when I'm doing other stuff. It's just blowjobs make me fucking hot. And I like sucking on things, so it works for me. I like to just kind of lap at the head and take it in my mouth and sort of look up and, you know. On the really rough days, I'll choke myself with it, but I'm not that mood today. I just want to feel good. Then I like to just tease myself with it, just play and enjoy my body. And I like to look down and see my tits, see my nipples. Fucking. I really like people. I like my tits. I like people playing with my tits. I like playing with my own. My nipples get like achy and need attention. And so sometimes I'll wind up sort of teasing myself with one hand and pinching or twisting a nipple with the other. And I really can just like barely fit them in my mouth. So sometimes I'll even do that, but what with the trying to talk. Can't really do that in this recording for more than a couple of, well, I guess I could, but not that kind of day. Still, they deserve a little bit of attention. Yeah. Well, fuck. I am pretty worked up right now. Fuck. Yeah, I think I need to fuck myself. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking. Yeah, I just. Oh, fuck. I just. Oh, God. I just. Oh, fuck. Just slid it in slow. It's so wet. And God, there's just nothing like that fucking full feeling. Jesus, fuck. Fuck. I'm just gonna slowly fuck myself until I can't take it anymore. And then I'm gonna fuck myself faster. Rub my clit. Maybe pinch my nipples as I go. And I'm telling you this now because I don't think words are going to be a strong suit here in a second. It's talking right now is already a force of will. Oh, fuck. Oh, just fucking slowly fucking sliding it in and out. I like to really pull it out and then just slowly slide it all the way back in because there's nothing like that full feeling. Oh. Just give my clit something to press against. Tease it a little. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Fuck. Got a few good spots to hit. Fuck. Oh, I love what it feels like when I bottom out, and I love what it feels like when I fucking press the head of this thing right up against my G spot and just God, just fucking pound it. I think that's what I'm gonna need to do. Yeah, that's what I need. That's what I need. Oh, that's what I need. Right? Oh, fuck, I can just feel that in my fucking clit. Some days I'll keep going for a while because I can and because it feels so good. But yeah, no, I'm fucking wiped. Oh, I don't wanna move. Well, that's how I make myself come with a live demonstration of one of the aforementioned methods. Now I think I'm gonna pass the fuck out. So, I hope you're having a good time wherever you are, because I should have just did.